Over the weekend, President Obama told an audience that if everybody who backed him in 2008 shows up to vote in 2010, Democrats can win. The trouble, of course, is getting them to show up. Consider the case of Congresswoman Carol Shea Porter of New Hampshire. She won in 2006 and 2008, capturing that seat for the Democrats. But in 2010, Democrats may not be getting the boost they've received in the past couple of elections from women voters, among others. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
New Hampshire Congresswoman Carol Shea Porter was once a kind of Tea Party-style candidate for the left, a fired-up insurgent who took down a party-approved Democrat and a powerful Republican incumbent.
That's a good way of putting it. She was certainly a move-on candidate. The people that brought that energy and money to the Democratic Party in 2006 and 2008.
That's Andrew Smith, a pollster from the University of New Hampshire Survey Center.
She certainly rode that wave into office. But this year, that Democratic wave has already crashed on the shore, and the Republican wave of anger against the Obama administration and general dissatisfaction with the state of the economy may be the wave that takes her out.
Of course, Shea Porter has been the underdog before. At a recent house party in Hampstead for grassroots liberal activists, she said she agreed with this take by a prominent GOP blogger.
And he said that, and I'm paraphrasing, but 30% of the people in New Hampshire would walk over their mother to vote against me. 32% would walk over their mother to vote for me, and it will be a GOTV fistfight to get out the rest. And I think that's pretty accurate.
Shea Porter's GOTV, or Get Out the Vote effort, rests on the base, liberals, that propelled her to power. But pollsters in New Hampshire report a noticeable gap in enthusiasm among a core constituency for Shea Porter and the Democrats, women. They traditionally are more likely to favor Democrats. This year, those women may favor sitting it out. You can hear that in the voices of women like Tina Stoddard, a passport office clerk from Portsmouth.
2008 was all about Hillary. Yay, woman, power, the whole nine. And I just don't see a strong woman out there. Not that I'm watching closely enough, but I just don't see that person that's going to make me go, hey, I should probably pay attention a little bit more.
Stoddard spoke at a little diner called the Cafe Espresso. It's where then-presidential candidate Hillary Clinton choked up when asked about how she kept going. Or, as Stoddard says,
had a breakdown.
Across the room at a windowside booth, Republican Pamela Van Gieselin, an innkeeper, says Republicans are enjoying the rise of women candidates like Kelly Ayotte, who is running for senator and has been endorsed by Sarah Palin.
I'm very excited, yes, because it's looking more and more like we're going to have a little more influence. And hopefully we can, you know, bring some tax rates down and help the small businesses in the community. I mean,
both women said they didn't know much about the congressional race between Shea Porter and her Republican opponent, Frank Ginta. Ginta, the former mayor of Manchester, is somewhat ahead in the polls. He's taken heat for campaign finance irregularities, in particular for failing initially to disclose a bank account holding up to $500,000. Ginta says he's focused on issues like the deficit, the economy, and limited government.
I continue to focus on those things. She can try to tie me to whatever she wants, but the fact of the matter is she refuses to talk about substantive issues and is attacking me because she feels that she's behind.
Frank Ginta has been tagged a young gun by national Republicans who offer money and organizing support, while conservative groups are planning an additional ad blitz against his opponent in the next 2 weeks. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.